Hello, I'm Kiran Singh, and this is simply a one-woman show on self-awareness called Liberal Designed Life with Kiran. I'll be talking about living a slow, simple, and intentional life in sync with the seasons, self-love and self-care, home, self-discovery, and so much more. I've devoted this podcast to share ideas, tools, and resources that will help you curate and live a well-designed life, consciously, intentionally, and wholeheartedly. A quick note, I record all of these episodes in my living room at the seafront of Hastings, so you'll hear the natural sounds like the waves, seagulls, and the wind echoing through the windows. Now, let's get started. Hi, good morning. How are you? I know it's been a while. It's been months. I think the last episode I recorded was actually last year, so I do apologize. Life happened and I stepped back a little bit from work and everything to prioritize my life and my health and see what I really need to focus on. And I thought I'll give a little bit of life update and a latest life lesson. So life update is that I'm still at the seafront, loving every moment, been decluttering and simplifying my life even more than ever. And every time I speak to my family members and friends, they're like, do you even have anything left? And I was like, yeah, I still have things, but right now I'm in the process of only keeping the things I actually love, and I'm using the things I love. I'm not putting them on the side for that one day. Every day is that one day, so I'm using my favorite things every single day. So that's been going on in the background. Then I try to simplify my business models. Just too complicated, too many things happening here and there. And it was draining. It was really, really draining. So just kind of been, you know, behind the scenes for the last 3, 4, 5 months. That's all I've been doing. And I've been focusing on what's essential. Honestly, just what's essential. I do not go out of my way to do things anymore. I only do what I know I need to do for myself. And what's important to me, important to my agenda, my schedule, my life, and my needs. So that's that. It's been a journey, to say the least. Like I said, decluttering, still happening. Going through things, you know, see if I can buy anything. Rearranging our home. If you don't remember, we live in a two-bedroom apartment, Victorian apartment at seafront. So it's not much space you can actually rearrange, but I did some rearranging a couple of weeks ago and I absolutely love and adore it. It's just so beautiful. And of course, you know me, I always redecorate our home for the seasons. So a few years ago, quite a few years ago, hot pink used to be my favorite color. It was like so powerful. And then I kind of faded down to dusty pink and, you know, blush. But I remember last year I saw these beautiful watercolor cushions and they had like greens and hot pinks in it. So like nature's, like, I think it's a peony rose. If you check out my Instagram at Kiran Singh UK, you'll see the pictures. So I decided I'm gonna buy those watercolor cushions. And I got this really nice pom-pom blanket in hot pink. And then I got green cushions. So my living room is like a little bit of hot pink, special colors. And you got lots of green plants and green cushions. Nature, very neutral. So it's beautiful. It's my happy place. My home is my happy place. And change my diet. Actually improving my diet, not changing my diet. And not sure if you remember, but I mentioned or shared with you a few months ago that I was diagnosed with osteoarthritis last year in my hip. And you know, I love walking. That's like my form of exercise. I can walk for hours and hours and hours. And last year something happened. I don't know what happened, but my hip had enough and it got inflamed. I was in agony most of the time. I couldn't even walk 20 minutes just to go and buy groceries. Even that wasn't possible for me. So I've been very kind of on and off with walking until a month ago. I started doing a little bit of yoga. Haven't done that in a few days though, but still I did start doing yoga to stretch my body a little bit more, make it more flexible. and I started going for walks again. And now, you know, I'm so happy and grateful that I can actually go for 5-hour walks, as in, you have to split it in twice though. So I go for a walk in the morning and then I go for a walk in the afternoon. And my morning walk, oh, let me tell you, again, if you follow my Instagram, you can see the pictures. I live at the seafront of Hastings. And if you heard of, say, Hastings Castle, there's a hill literally next to Hastings Castle called, I think it's called West Hill, and you have the cliffs. Almost every morning, it's a half an hour walk, but I'll walk up to the hill. I'll sit on the cliffs and I can see everything all around me. And basically, I'm at the top and everything's below me. It just, the view is just so breathtaking, stunning. And it's, you know, honestly, it's just like, this is my happy place. This is where I can spend my day, all of my day, sitting on top of that cliff and just look at everything happening, you know, on the ground. And it's just so beautiful. I love that. So, you know, I started going for walks. I started exploring my new neighborhood. Been here for a year. So Saturday 17th of April is 1 year since we moved to Hastings. And the first 11 months, I didn't explore much. I only went to the seafront, to the shops, and maybe to one of my favorite parks here. But a month ago, I decided, you know, I've been living here for almost a year. I need to start moving and exploring the city or the town. So I've been walking a lot, exploring new sites of Hastings, and every single site takes my breath away. And it's just so beautiful. I've been reconnecting with Mother Nature, you know, sitting at the roots of the trees, touching them, feeling grounded, walking bare feet in the grass, you know, dipping my toes in the sea, sitting at the beach. I literally been spending more time outdoors, but spending more time to heal myself. And this is something I'm going to come back to in a minute. So that's been happening. And I'm, like I said, I'm so, so grateful for being able to walk again. And walk long walks, you know, it's just been life changing. And you'll see me most of the weekend, I'm out and about walking. I got my phone, I got my audiobooks and music, got my earbuds, and that's all I need, nothing else. And I'm in my happy place. So I encourage you, whenever you do have time, actually no, I encourage you to take out some time and step out. Go out, go for a walk to a local park, down the beach, the woods, wherever your happy place is, just reconnect with yourself and Mother Nature. You know, there's a world that's much bigger out there than our problems and our worries. So whenever you can, you know, make it a priority. Mark it in your calendar. And the second thing, so I mentioned something about healing. I'm not going to go too much into detail about this healing process. Out of respect for the other person, I'm going to briefly mention, but it's important. So I've been not seeing, so this is a friend of mine, a family friend of mine, and since childhood we've been friends, kind of thing, and we've been talking on and off. Life happened, we lose touch, and then we bump into each other in our life again, not in person, just on in the virtual world. And we kind of talk now and then and stuff. And then, because I've been on a personal growth journey for the last, on a much deeper level for the last 7-8 months, you know, I know myself more and I know what I need to do to, you know, to heal myself, to do, to make myself happy, to make myself priority, just to kind of live, to be me, authentically me. And there's no doubt, you know, we both have had feelings for each other for God know how many years, more than a decade. But he was married. I was new in the country, in the UK, and we lost touch. It's been on and off over the last 9 years. But every time we kind of did catch up, it was like Hawaii and stuff. And he got divorced a few years ago. So we've been talking, not as often, but like once every 2-3 months, we'll pop each other a message and ask, check in. And then the weekend gone, my feelings, I'm a little bit over the top of my feelings. I'm a little bit all over the place when it comes to my feelings. It's just who I am. And we started talking, and I found this quote on Instagram, and it's like, you outgrow people when you outgrow a version of yourself. And I sent him a message. I said, why the heck can't I outgrow you? And he was like, that's because you and I have had a spiritual and mental connection since we were like 10, 11. And I said, yeah, but that just makes things so much more harder for me. And he was like, it's harder for you because you're not honest about your feelings with me and yourself. And that's the truth. And that made me think. I have been honest with my feelings when it comes to him. I said it openly a couple of years ago. When we kind of started talking again after a few years. So he kind of knew, but I don't know. I'm not going to come up with excuses or anything for him or any reasoning. And I said, you know what, I've always been open, you know, about how I feel for you. With myself, I know how I feel. And, you know, I always told you how I feel. So hours went by and he didn't reply. He was up, it was busy, so I didn't really push him to reply to me. Later that evening, we had a little chat and then he said, let's move forward. You know, I love you and let's move forward. I was like, wow, you know, this is something I've been wanting to hear for years. And he said it. Obviously, my heart, you know, I actually feel like my heart stopped for a moment. But yeah, it was an exciting feeling. And I was like, oh my God, he actually said it. So we talked a little bit and then obviously I couldn't sleep that night. I was kind of, you know, playing that message he sent me over and over again. I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And next day I got to radio silence. I get easily emotionally attached to people I love or care for or people I've had feelings to have feelings for. So that next day, Sunday morning, I went for a walk, listened to music, and I could feel the emotions building inside. And I was like, sat on top of the hill, I saw the world around me, and I was sitting there crying. And I know my old self, my past self, my younger self, even a decade younger, she wouldn't, you know, she would just cry and suffer in silence and stuff. And right now, I'm in that phase of my life, a season of my life, where I'll stand up for myself and, you know, and I share my voice. I'll share my opinions. So I didn't say much to him that day, all that day. I did check in on him and went to bed very early because I was emotionally drained. So I went to bed like 8 o'clock. I woke up at around 11:30, 11:45. And I thought, I'm going to send him a message. So I sent him a long essay style message where I wrote down every feeling I had and how much I actually, you know, I needed to know. I'm a person who's in control of my life. I design and live my life on purpose and intentionally. And if I can't control an aspect of my life, then, you know, it kind of stresses me out a little bit, especially when I can't control it, but I've given the reins to someone else. So I sent him a long message that, you know, after the bomb we just dropped last night, I expected us to talk about it and how to move forward. And I didn't hear anything from you. And I said, you might think that I'm just, you know, don't have patience or being paranoid. And I said to him, taking into consideration our past, you know, maybe I am, but, you know, that's okay. You know, I am a person who likes to know things, you know. So I sent him a long message and, you know, I also said to him, you know, if what you said last night, you know, you change your mind, just be upfront about it, just say it. I said, you know, you hurt me so much in your past and I'm not going to let you do that to me again. I said, I owe it to myself to back off. Well, I know it's not healthy for me. So next morning he replied and he was like, you know, I love you and I would love to be with you and move in with you and stuff, but I'm a hands-on father and, you know, I can't just leave my life and my kids behind, you know, and move, run away with you. And I was like, I'd never ask you to. So we had a little discussion and He's like, I need some time to think. I said, that's fine, you take time to think. And I went out for a walk, and then I realized he had already given his answer, that the time is not right for him. So I sent him a message. I said, you know what, I just realized, you know, that you've already given your answer, the time's not right for you. So you know what, I wish you all the best, and I'm going to step back. And then, you know, few things were said, and I stepped back, and I said, I'm going to delete your number, and you know, I wish you only the best. And this was on Monday. I think it was Monday afternoon. And since then, you know, I have been feeling a little bit low. I've been crying, been outdoors most of the time, just to kind of clear my head. But the important thing is, because I've been working on myself all these months, even the time before these months, you know, I knew when to put my foot down. You know, I knew that, okay, if I wait for an answer, I'm never going to get an answer, and I don't want to wait. You know, I am not getting any younger. You know, life is too short, and I think COVID taught all of us that, you know, it's life is too short, and I'm not going to, you know, wait for someone when we don't want the same things. And it's the healing behind this. And I said, I prayed to God, and I said, you know what? Whatever is meant to happen, please let me know what the lesson is. And the last message I sent him before I ended it was, you know, thank you for letting me feel love again. Because, like I said, I'm a single mom. I've been in the UK for like 13 years. And being in a relationship or being with someone has never been a priority. I was always busy working, settling down, making a life for me and my daughter. So my needs didn't really matter. So I had kind of shut that side of me down. I put aside under lock. And he made me feel those feelings again. And I'm grateful for even for those few moments when I felt that excitement. But that meant I can still feel, I can still love. And that itself is an amazing blessing. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm still dealing with emotions. I'm still going through the process of what the heck just happened. But at the end of the day, you know, you need to take out time to heal. Whatever you're healing from, you need to take the time out. And you need to listen to yourself, to your higher self, to your inner wisdom, your gut, whatever you believe in, you need to listen to yourself, you need to tune inwards, and you need to step away from the noise. And I will, you know, sometimes when you look for something, and then suddenly it pops up everywhere. And on Instagram, almost every like fourth post is like, you know, you'll heal, you'll get on with life, you know, if love isn't meant for you, blah, blah, blah. And I've been listening, and a friend of mine, she forwarded me something Matthew Hussey said about, you know, he's hurting too. And I know, you know, we are all kind of hurting in different ways. And some people, like myself, I'm open about my feelings, and some people are not. And that's okay. But my point is, you know yourself. You know, it's all okay to listen to all these relationship gurus and, you know, these quotes and positivity, but at the end of the day, if you don't deal with your feelings in that moment and that space of time, you're just going to bottle them up, and they're going to come out way worse next time. So over the last, I think the last month when I started walking, I stopped working as much as I used to do. I just kind of slowed down so much to create space, and now I feel I created a space for myself to heal right now. It's hard to heal from another heartbreak from the same person, but I prefer to look at what I learned from it, the lesson. And the lesson for me was that I can still love. The lesson for me was that I need to create space to deal with my emotions and feelings. If that means crying my eyeballs out 3 days in a row, I will do that. If that means listening to sad music blasting in my ears while I'm walking for 3-4 hours, I'll do that. If that means I'm not going to eat, you know, I won't eat. You know, it's, we all go through these phases of life, and we all heal in different ways. And I just want you to know that, you know, you're not alone, and I want to take our time for yourself to heal. If you don't deal with it, like I said, it's going to bottle up. And in the past, I never dealt with any of my feelings and emotions. I was suffering in silence. And by suffering in silence, you know, it's affecting your life. Yeah, it's fine. You know, you bottle them up and you ignore it. And then something happens and the feelings and emotion comes out tenfold. And then it's worse. It takes a longer time to heal. It takes a longer time to digest what just happened. And like I said, I'm still healing, you know. My daughter went for a sleepover last night, and I was like, oh my God, this is not the right time for her to go. But obviously, I didn't tell her that. But, you know, it was just pure bliss to be alone and blasting music loudly without having to kind of hide my feelings for her. Obviously, I don't want her to know what I'm going through, because I don't want her to lose hope on love just because, you know, I have been a little bit unlucky. But at the end of the day, you know, we all deal with our issues, and you just need to find a way that works for you. And that's the most important thing. It's all good to have a life coach, you know, a therapist, a relationship guru, do the courses, reading the blogs, listen to podcasts. But at the end of the day, you need to find your own voice, and you're all healing, your own way of healing, and what works for you. Like I said, I've been out walking like a crazy woman. You would think I'm like power walking with a big frown on my forehead while I'm listening to music and being all teary-eyed. But that works for me, you know. Some people scream their head off in the pillow and journal and, you know, and go for like a boxing class or something to get your emotions out. We're all very different. But it's just important for you to take out space for yourself to heal from whatever you need to heal from. It doesn't have to be a big heartbreak or a loss of a family member. It can be a small thing, but it still needs to be dealt with. You still need to deal with your feelings and emotions. And that's the idea behind this. This is my life lesson, recent life lesson. To dealing with your emotions and feelings, take our space, you know, heal. You need to heal. You can't bottle things up for too long. They're going to come out way worse. So yeah, it's been a roller coaster of a week, you know. Funny thing is, this time I thought, because my life is perfect and I'm eternally grateful, it's imperfectly perfect in every aspect of my life, apart from the love and relationship. But that's again because I never gave it a priority. I never focused on it for it to be a priority and for me to do something about it. But this time I thought it'll be different. I guess you always do. When everything else is working in your favor, you think on the last little bit, if that can work out, everything is just as I want it. But maybe you're not ready yet. And honestly to God, I realize I'm not ready yet. I'm not ready to be in a relationship, at least in a full-time relationship and a living relationship. I couldn't do that. I've been on my own for the last 17 years. I've been living life on my own terms for the last 17 years. So, you know, having someone to come and be with you is a massive, massive difference. And I also realized that the way I feel when a guy I know comes back into my life, these are things I need to work out on. I need to work on them. So whenever my Mr. Right and my soulmate comes, I'm ready. And this was just another sign that I'm not ready for that, to bring that into my life yet. And that's the awareness you get when you work on yourself. When you do the inner work, you journal, meditate, yoga, walks. When you get to know yourself better on a deeper level, more and more, you'll realize, you know, where your flaws are. Oh, not necessarily flaws, but where you need to work on. There's always room for improvement. I know that. I can improve my life in so many ways. I can be more active, even though I'm walking, and I think I'm getting like 20,000-25,000 steps a day. I could do yoga. I know I need more flexibility in my body, you know. I know I can eat a little bit more healthier, you know. I know I can be a little bit more focused when I work. I know I don't need to watch my tablet while I'm working, you know. So it's just, you know, like I said, it's always room for improvement, but you need to find out what works for you. At the end of the day, what works for me won't work for you. And what works for you won't work for your best friend, and so on. We are all individuals with personal needs and wants and different paths. We are all walking on our own path. And, you know, you decide how you want to feel. You decide how you want to show up. You decide what you want for your life. And then you take action. It is as simple as that. I think for me, since moving here to Hastings and after simplifying my life on every level, all I want is to live a slow, simple, intentional and meaningful life. I don't need that money, much money to live on. I don't need expensive car, big house. I don't even need my TV. I had this dinner set, Wedgwood dinner set that I bought like 21 years ago. I never used it. I kept it for that one day. That one day never came, and I decided to sell it. And I sold it about a month ago. I had my mum's clothes, her saris. She had them for 30 years. And then she passed them on to me 20 years ago. I never wore them. They've been, you know, in a suitcase for all these years. And literally about a month ago, I decided to let go. I kept one for my sister-in-law, one for Kushi, and one for myself. The rest of them I gave away. Because there's no point keeping things you know you're not going to use, even though sentimental values. And yeah, I know my mom wore it, but I kept the one I know I'll always remember my mom wearing. So I kept that one. That's my favorite one. But everything else, and I said to my cousin, my daughter, that you pick whichever you want, and then I'm giving them away. And it's the whole thing of simplifying your life has made me also learn about how to, you know, let go. Letting go of everything that doesn't serve you anymore. And when you think about it, that's a lot. When you start rummaging through your house, your closet, your office desk, you know, your jewelry, your makeup, your life, your digital life, you know, whatever you start going through, there's so many things you won't believe you're ready to let go of. And that itself is a journey. Like I said, I'm still letting go of things in my life. I'm still, you know, decluttering my house, only keeping the best and what I love. I'm going through my notebooks and my diaries. So obviously, when you have journals, you know, they pile up, and I don't want to keep journals, past journals. So what I do, I write them down, then I take pictures, and then I shred the diaries and throw them away. You know, I'm going to my Google Drive to make sure that every file I have there is something I actually going to use and need. You know, when you sign up these free challenges and stuff, you download workbooks, and before you know, you got like 200-300 workbooks lying on the G Drive. I've been going through all of that. I've been going through my emails, going through all my gadgets and apps and stuff, just to simplify life. And you know what? This process has allowed me to free up so much time and space, so I can spend more time, so I can spend this time on myself. Like in the past, literally a few months ago, you would never see me going out for walks like this and not work. I think I work a couple of hours a day, that's it. But you would never have to see me, you know, not working. I would feel guilty just to go down to the beach, which is like 30 meters away from our home. I wouldn't even go down to the beach because I would feel guilty that you know, I'm wasting my work hours. Now, work comes second, first comes my needs, and that is to go for a walk whenever I want to. Whenever I want to clear my head and I want to listen to something inspirational, I want to listen to music, I just want to zone out, I go out and I'm out for hours. You know, so it's just finding that balance, what works for you, which is really, really important. At the end of the day, You are living your own life. No one else is living it for you. So you know what you need. You know what you want. You know what you need to do to make things happen. And also, this is an important one. When you do things, make sure these are your things. Something you want to do. Not because you're inspired by other people and because they are doing it, you should be doing it. You know, this is one thing I learned. I've been doing this little retreat, working with some workbooks. And it's like, write down your intentions and your goals. And I wrote them down. And then the question was, one of the questions was, are these goals and dreams and intentions yours? And I was like, actually, yeah, this time for me, the things I wrote down, these are things I want to do for myself because I want to do them, not because I'm inspired by others to do them, because they are doing it. So it's really important, you know, to tune in, to do the inner work, to work on yourself, take up time and space, just sometimes do nothing, just sit in the quietness, solitude, you know, be alone and just listen. Sometimes good for your soul not to do anything at all, just sit quietly. So yeah, well, that's it for now. I hope there's something there that inspired you, and I shall see you soon. Bye. Well, this is it for now. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. If you have any questions, please feel free to leave a comment below or go to my website, kierensingh.uk.com. Also, for behind the scenes, follow me on Instagram @kierensingh.uk. Speak to you soon. Take care and bye for now.